Thank you for the introduction. As you said, the topic of my presentation is biodetaching using fungal lacases. My talk is divided into four parts. The first part is the introduction, a brief introduction about thatch layer and the problems associated with it. And the second part will be our hypothesis of using lacase enzyme to manage thatch problem. The third part will be the research approach, where I'll talk about my experiments and the results that I got. And of course, the fourth part will be the conclusions. So let's talk about the first part. So a typical turf profile is divided into three parts. On the top, as we can see, is the green grass or the aerial shoots. Below that is a layer of high organic content known as thatch or mat layer. And below that, it is the soil layer. Thatch layer, by definition, is an intermingled layer of living and dead organic matter present below the green grass and above the soil. Mat layer, however, is thatch layer intermixed with soil or sand. This can be due to the earthworm activities or due to some cultural practices like co-aeration followed by top dressing or top dressing alone. Those thatch and mat layer have some advantages, like they provide wear tolerance or they protect the turf grass from temperature extremes. But their overall disadvantages outweigh the advantages. So I'll talk about a little bit about the disadvantages of thatch or mat layer. As you can see, the first is thatch is hydrophobic in nature. So once it is dried, it is very difficult to re-wet thatch layers. So what happens, we have to apply frequent irrigations, and that leads to some other problems like nutrient leaching. And if we are applying frequent irrigation, the moisture content within the thatch zone increases, and that stops the oxygen or reduces the oxygen diffusion through the thatch zone below to the root zone. If there is thick layer of thatch or mat, so the surface of turf grass becomes very soft or soggy, so it leads to another problem of scalping during mowing operations. And the last and the most important is the thatch management is very expensive, both in terms of labor and energy inputs. The other thing is that the cultural practices used nowadays, for example, vertical mowing or co-aeration, they adversely impact the turf quality. So the next question that comes to our mind is that, can we think of a new approach or new technique that we can use to manage thatch problem without adversely affecting the turf quality? The answer to that lies in the cell wall structure. So this is the model of a secondary cell wall where the blue squares represent cellulose. Cellulose is the basic structural unit of cell walls. So it is embedded in a matrix of hemicellulose. The interesting thing is that both hemicellulose and cellulose are embedded in the matrix of lignin. So now, what is the importance of lignin in context of biodetaching? The importance is, first, that lignin is very, very resistant to microbial degradation because of its heterogeneous structure. And the second importance is, as we have seen here, that lignin covers both hemicellulose and cellulose and makes them unavailable for microbial degradation. So our thought process behind using lacase enzyme was that how can, and if we can, remove lignin layer or try to break up some bonds of lignin so that we can make cellulose and hemicellulose more available for microbial decomposition, and hence we'll be able to manage thatch problem. So then the next question was, how do we remove, how do we break the bonds of lignin? So the answer was that in nature there are some microorganisms or organisms like white rot fungi that produces four different kinds of enzymes like lignin peroxidase, manganese peroxidase, versatile peroxidases, and lacases. I'll not talk about all the peroxidases because these set of enzymes, they require hydrogen peroxide or some other kind of peroxide to initiate and to continue their reaction. But lacase, on the other hand, requires molecular oxygen to initiate as well as to continue its reaction. So how it works? On the right of the screen is the beta sheet structure of lacase enzyme. So the green zone that we are seeing on the screen is the zone where our organic molecule is held. In our case, let's say lignin is held. And on the red zone or on the purple zone is the zone where all oxygen is held. So what happens is that at the green zone, our organic molecule loses four electrons to the orange balls in the center of the beta sheet structure. These orange balls represent copper atoms. So one by one, four electrons are lost to copper atoms, and then via copper atoms, they are lost to oxygen. So oxygen gets four electrons and is reduced to water. So this is how the cycle of lipase enzyme works. And in the green zone, when the organic molecule that loses electrons, it is reduced to phenoxy radicals, and the radicals then react with each other and degrade. The objectives of our study were to determine the effectiveness of lipase on organic matter decomposition, and the second objective was to evaluate any adverse effects of lipase application on turf quality. The next part is the research approach, where I'll talk about different experiments that we did to see our objectives. The first was a lab study. This was a preliminary study to determine the effectiveness of lipase enzyme on lignin degradation in vitro, because this was our first step. We wanted to see whether lipase is effective in removing lignin or in breaking the lignin bonds. So we started a Petri plate experiment where we added 300 milligrams of THATCH and then treated it with six different levels of lipase enzyme for 7 days by adding 10 milliliters of enzyme solution daily. And after that, we determined both acid-soluble and acid-insoluble lignin based on the protocol developed by National Renewable Energy Laboratories. We got very promising results from our lab study. On this graph, on the x-axis is the lipase activity in terms of units per milliliter, and on the y-axis is the percentage of acid-insoluble lignin. So we got a 29% decrease in acid-insoluble lignin at 6 units after 7 days of application. Similarly, for acid-soluble lignin, we got 14.2% decrease in comparison to our control after 7 days of lipase application at 6 units per milliliter. So our next step was to move to a greenhouse study that we started in October 2008 on a bent grass, creeping bent grass. Based on the lab study, we went forward with 0.2 and 2 units per centimeter square of lipase activity. So each treatment was further divided into two parts. One part was just lipase enzyme only, and the other part was lipase enzyme plus guaiacol. Guaiacol is a natural mediator of lipase that helps in the electron transport, and so we thought adding guaiacol might enhance lipase activity. We added lipase as 40 milliliter solution and guaiacol as 10 milliliter solution every 15 days. For our turf quality, we analyzed visual quality ratings and then grass index using TCM500 and spectral analysis using Unispec instruments. After 9 months of lipase application, we analyzed our data for thatch layer thickness, total organic content, saturated hydraulic conductivity, and both acid-soluble and acid-insoluble lignin contents. So here are some of the important results that we got. Again, on all my graphs following this, on the x-axis will be the lipase treatments. G on the x-axis represents guaiacol. So the treatments that were lipase plus guaiacol are represented. For example, 2 plus G means 2 units of lipase plus guaiacol. On the y-axis will be the thatch layer thickness. For this graph, I'll be mainly talking about my treatment that is 2 units per centimeter scale lipase application, because this is the treatment that proved effective after 9 months of application. So as you can see, we got a 35% decrease in thatch layer thickness in comparison to our control after 9 months of application at 2 units per centimeter square lipase activity. For our saturated hydraulic conductivity, we got a stepwise increase in saturated hydraulic conductivity, but for our 2 units per centimeter square lipase application, we got a 94% increase based on our control treatment. This is the graph showing total organic carbon for the top 2.5 centimeters. Again, on the x-axis is the lipase treatments in units per centimeter square, and on the y-axis is the percentage of total organic carbon content. So we saw a 32.1% decrease based on our control after 9 months of application. For our total, I'm not discussing individually acid-soluble and acid-insoluble lignin, but our total lignin content, similarly at 2 units of lipase application, we got a 6.4% decrease in total lignin content. So if we see this graph, we can see that even though we were able to reduce just 6% of lignin, But we've, on the other hand, by decreasing only 6% of lignin, we were able to decrease 32% of total organic carbon. So this data kind of backs up our hypothesis that even if we are able to open up a little bit of lignin structure, we are making more cellulose and hemicellulose available for microbial decomposition. So this is the graph showing the visual quality rating data. On the x-axis is the weeks after our start of the treatment. We analyzed visual quality ratings for the first 3 months and then for the last 2 months to see any phytotoxic effects. On the y-axis is the numerical score, where rating six was our least acceptable turf grass rating standard. So if we can see here that our effective treatment, that was 2 units per centimeter square, represented by the purplish color, had no impact on turf quality. So in our whole larger set of data, I think there were just 2 points in where we got some difference in comparison to control. Otherwise, the data was significant to the control. So the last part is the conclusions. So based on our greenhouse experiment, our Lacaze treatment at 2 units per centimeter square was effective in reducing thatch layer thickness, total organic carbon content, lignin content, and it was effective in increasing saturated hydraulic conductivity. Our guaiacol application along with Lacaze was not effective in any of the analysis that we did. Lacaze treatment had no significant effect on the quality of the bent grass. We are very encouraged by the results that we got from our greenhouse study, and now we are undergoing a field experiment where we are trying to optimize our Lacaze treatment, both in terms of the activity level or the concentration of Lacaze that we applied and the frequency of Lacaze application. And we are very hopeful that application of Lacaze have the potential to be developed as a new approach to manage thatch. Thank you. And questions? Yes, sir.
What effect would this have on the living lignin, you know, in the living tissue? I know you saw no quality differences, but I guess my question is when you take this to the field and the potential there, do you expect that maybe under stressful conditions, under Green's conditions, that you might see some lignin degradation in the living tissue that ultimately might be problematic?
So the question is that if we take, will the lignin application or Lacaze application have any effect on the living tissue, right, sir? So, yeah. So what we thought, we also thought the same question, but then with discussions with my advisors, we were thinking that lignin production is an ongoing process. Even though we are applying Lacaze every 15 days, but lignin is produced every second in the life, plant is producing lignin for its protection. So that is why we thought, like, in the dead organic matter, in the thatch layer, where there is no ongoing production of lignin, if we apply Lacaze, so that will help us in reducing the thatch layer. Yes, sir?
What's the source of the enzyme, and what do you think about the cost? Is it economically viable at this point?
The Lacaze enzyme that we are using is from the white rot fungi, Trematis versicolor. We are buying, at this point, actually, we are trying to study the proof, or we are trying to work on the proof of concept. So we bought this enzyme from Sigma Eldridge. So right now, we are not worried about the economics, but we are trying to work out the proof of concept. So yes, ma'am. Well, that's it. The question is about what temperatures were in the greenhouse. So, I don't.
Is there a temperature that enzyme works better
at? Okay. So the optimum temperature for Lacaze application is around 30 to 40 degrees Celsius. But if the temperature rises from around, like, if it is from 50 degrees to 55 degrees Celsius, so the half-life of enzyme activity is 30 minutes. And if the temperature is higher than 55 degrees Celsius, enzyme will be inactivated within 30 minutes.
But
under normal.
What about lower temperatures?
Lower temperatures, if the temperatures are below 8 degrees Celsius, so the enzyme the activity will be diminished in half an hour.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.